额外财富 Bonus Number one
Don't ask me
不要问我 Don't ask me
Don't ask me I only work here Don't ask me
哎，不要问我我就在这里工作我什么都不知道 Number two
Don't make such a stupid mistake again
这是一个很有用的句子我们用三步法来进行学习 Step one Listening carefully
Don't make such a stupid mistake again
Don't make such a stupid mistake again.
Don't make such a stupid mistake again.
Step 2, repeating. 请跟在我和 Jim 老师后面模仿。
Don't make such a stupid mistake again.
Don't make such a stupid mistake again.
Don't make such a stupid mistake again. And it depends on how you say stupid.
Yes,
right. If you want to make the person feel really stupid, you have to draw it out. Stupid.
对 ,stupid 词的读法非常有艺术。如果你真的表达非常愚蠢啊某人非常的傻呀你要拉长说 stupid, 你读的这个语气和表情不同会有完全不同的效果。OK, 我们来进行第三步 ,step three, let's yell together. One, two, three.
Don't make such a stupid mistake again. Don't make such a stupid mistake again. Don't make such a stupid mistake again.
Number three.
Don't mention it.
别客气，没关系。Thank you very much, Jim.
Don't mention it.
Number four.
Don't forget to write.
别忘了写信。Don't forget to write.Number five.
Don't make a mess.
Don't make a mess. One more time slowly.
Don't make a mess.
下面我们来看 Jim 老师最喜欢的句子 Jim's favorite sentence.
Don't give me a hard time.
哎呀不要让我这么难受嘛不要让我这么难过 Don't give me a hard time. Don't give me a hard time.
Very popular sentence in New York.
这是纽约非常流行的一个句子。好，我们请 Jim 老师用他独特的方式演绎这个句子。Please, using your way.
Don't give me a hard time.
Don't give me a hard time.
Don't give me a hard time.
下面是 Nabir 老师最喜欢的句子。Nabir's favorite sentences. Number one.
Don't be unhappy.
不要不开心嘛。Don't be unhappy. Number two.
Don't be so sad.
不要如此悲伤 Don't be so sad. Number three.
Don't make too many stupid... I said too many stupid mistakes. No,、yeah. just too many mistakes.
Right.
Especially the stupid ones.
Right. Don't make too many mistakes. 不要犯这么多的错误 One more time slowly.
Don't make too many mistakes. But don't be afraid to make mistakes either.
对。不要犯很多错误但也不要怕犯错误。疯狂卖弄 real life dialogue.
I don't think I can speak good English.
Don't give up.
All right.
I don't think I can speak good English.
Don't give up.
Unit 47.
Ken, could you tell me your name?
My name is Ken.
你能告诉我你的名字？这个句子看起来非常简单，但是这个句型是非常有用的，叫 Can you or could you tell me 什么什么什么。好，我们请 Nabil 老师来唱出这个句子。
Can you tell me your name? Can you tell me your name? Yeah! Can you tell me your name? Can you tell me your name?
举一反三 drill number one.
Can you tell me why you came to China?
这个句子很有用，希望大家苦练一千遍，用纯正的发音、流利的口语，让外国朋友刮目相看。我们来进行三步法学习。Step one, listening carefully, 仔细听 Nabil 老师的发音。
Can you tell me why you came to China?
Can you tell me why you came to China?
Can you tell me why you came to China?
Step 2, repeating. 跟在我和 Nabil 老师后面模仿。
Can you tell me why you came to China?
Can you tell me why you came to China?
Can you tell me why you came to China?
Step 3. Let's yell together. 将录音机的音量开到最大，让我们一起来大喊这个句子。One, two, three.
Can you tell me why you came to China? Can you tell me why you came to China? Can you tell me why you came to China?
好，岳老师这个问题。Nabil, can you tell me why you came to China?
Sure, I'll tell you. I came for a few reasons. I came to teach English, I came to study Chinese, and I came to learn about a new culture.
Wow, 有好几个原因，但这些原因听起来都不错。Number 2.
Can you tell me how to study English?
这个句子我倒是经常听到。Can you tell me how to study English? Nabil, probably this is one of the sentences you hear most often in China.
I hear this sentence multiple times in a day.
Oh, 一天要听到好多次, numerous times a day, maybe.
Right, I hear it every day.
Every day.
More than once.
Nabil, can you tell me how to study English?
Yes, but it's a secret. I don't want anybody to know. I'll tell you later.
这是一个秘密,我可不想让你知道,过一会再告诉你。Can you tell me how to study English? Okay, number 3.
Can you tell me what I should do?
Can you tell me what I should do? Number 4.
Could you tell me something about your company?
Could you tell me something about your company? 我请娜比老师用慢速、中速和快速各读一遍。First, as slowly as possible.
Could you tell me something about your company?
Naturally.
Could you tell me something about your company?
As quickly as possible. 最快速。
Could you tell me something about your company?
Number 5.
Could you tell me how to become a successful person, Li Yang?
你能告诉我如何可以成为一个成功的人士吗？我们首先请娜比老师用慢速读一遍。As slowly as possible.
Could you tell me how to become a successful person?
Naturally.
Could you tell me how to become a successful person?
Quickly.
Could you tell me how to become a successful person?
我要跟娜比老师进行一个比赛。Little race.
Let's do it.
One, two, three. Could you tell me how to become a successful person? One more time. One, two, three. Could you tell me how to become a successful person? Bonus. Number 1.
Can you tell me a little bit about yourself?
你能给我介绍一下你自己吗? Can you tell me a little bit about yourself? Number 2.
Can you tell me your telephone number?
你能告诉我你的电话号码吗? Can you tell me your telephone number? Number 3.
Can you tell me something about your hometown?
这又是一个非常重要的 sentence pattern, 重要句型。Can you tell me something about your hometown? 我请娜比老师慢速读一遍 slowly exaggerate.
Can you tell me something about your hometown?
Naturally, 自然的语速
Can you tell me something about your hometown?
Quickly.
Can you tell me something about your hometown?
我相信这个句子大家一定会经常用到 Can you tell me something about your hometown?Number 4.
Can you tell me a little bit about your experience in America?
是一个五星级的标准漂亮句子。Can you tell me a little bit about your experience in America? 你能给我讲一讲你在美国的经历吗? Slowly, please.
Can you tell me a little bit about your experience in America?
Naturally, 自然的语速。
Can you tell me a little bit about your experience in America?
As quickly as possible.
Can you tell me a little bit about your experience in America?
Can you tell me a little bit about America? I'm sorry, let me try it again. Can you tell me a little bit about experience in America? Well, it's very hard to read. Very good. Number five.
Can you tell me something about your hobbies?
你能告诉一些关于业余爱好的事情吗? Can you tell me something about your hobbies? 我请哪位老师慢速读一遍 slowly.
Can you tell me something about your hobbies?
Naturally.
Can you tell me something about your hobbies?
As quickly as possible.
Can you tell me something about your hobbies?
疯狂卖弄 real life dialogue. Could you tell me your name?
Could you tell me your name?
Sure, my name is Leon. I'm from China. Could you tell me your name?
Sure, my name is Nabil. I'm from America.
Unit 48.
Do you remember me?
你记得我吗?举一反三. Drill. Number one.
Do you remember meeting me in Beijing?
你记得我们在北京见过面吗? Do you remember meeting me in Beijing? Number two.
Do you remember how to say this in English?
你记得这个用英语怎么说吗?这句子很重要,让我们用三步法来进行学习。Step one, listening carefully.
Do you remember how to say this in English?
Do you remember how to say this in English?
Do you remember how to say this in English?
Step 2, repeating, 征服句子的第二步骤就是跟着我和 Jim 老师模仿。
Do you remember how to say this in English?
Do you remember how to say this in English?
Do you remember how to say this in English?
Step 3, let's yell together. 1, 2, 3. Do you remember...How to say this in English? Do you remember how to say this in English? Do you remember how to say this in English?
No.
No.
I don't.
I'm sorry. Number three.
Do you remember her telephone number?
Do you remember her telephone number?
Do you remember her telephone number?
注意这里面有很多的卷舌音。Remember...Her number 三个卷舌音，我请 Jim 老师夸张的读一遍 ，exaggerate please.
Do you remember her telephone number?
Do you remember her telephone number? One more time, slowly.
Do you remember her telephone number?
Number four.
Do you remember what I told you?
Slowly.
Like my father did. Do you remember what I told you?
像 Jim 老师爸爸就这么说话的。注意连读 told you, told you. Okay, naturally, 自然的语速。
Do you remember what I told you?
As quickly as possible.
Do you remember what I told you?
Number five.
Do you remember being here before? No, I don't.
你记得曾经来过这里吗?Do you remember being here before?
Do you remember being here before?
又是三个卷舌音 Remember, here, before. 好，我们请 Jim 老师来示范最标准的美国发音 One more time, slowly.
Do you remember being here before?
Jim, do you remember being here before?
No, I don't.It sounds like a line from a scary movie, doesn't it?
Yeah, 听起来像一个恐怖片的台词。额外财富 bonus number one.
Do you remember the happy times we spent together?
When do you think this sentence is useful?
When your wife wants a divorce and you don't want to give it to her. Honey, don't you remember the happy times we spent together?
对，然后夫妻两个吵架要闹离婚的时候，就可以说：“你不记得我们曾经度过的美好时光吗 ？”Oh yeah, maybe we should talk. We should communicate more.
Do you remember the happy times we spent together? Hey, that's almost rhyme too. That sounds like a good song.
Yeah, that's right. 我请 Jim 老师啊再唱一遍，非常的好听。One more time.
Do you remember the happy times we spent together?
Beautiful. Number two.
Do you remember the password for this computer?
Do you remember the password for this computer?
Do you remember the password for this computer? The cleverest password I ever heard for a computer?
Yeah.
Password.
他听过的最好的一个计算机的密码就是 password 这几个字，太聪明了。 PASSWORD 用这个单词来做 password。 Number three.
Do you remember the poor life we used to have?
经常回忆。 People like to recall.
Yes.
Especially in China.
Especially now in China.
Right. Do you remember the poor life we used to have? 你记不记得我们以前过那种悲惨的贫穷的生活呢、
mm-hmm. And then they say, hard to believe when you look at the life we have now.
对，看看现在的生活真是难以相信。 OK, 我请吉姆老师慢速读一遍。 Exaggerate, 夸张。
Do you remember the poor life we used to have?
Number four.
This is a question that Chen Long is asked very often.
Really?
Jackie Chan.
Oh.
Do you remember the hard times before you were famous?
你记得你在成功之前所度过的艰难岁月吗? Do you remember the hard times before you were famous? Jim, do you remember the hard time before you were famous?
I'll never forget. And that's how he answers.
Oh, I will never forget.
That's right.
我永远不会忘记。Number five.
I will always remember that wonderful day.
我将永远记住那个美好的日子。I will always remember that wonderful day. Slowly.
I will always remember that wonderful day.
请 Jim 老师来唱一下。Sing this sentence.
I will always remember that wonderful day. Sounds like a wedding, doesn't it?
Right.Number six.
I don't remember agreeing to that.
我不记得同意过那件事情。Slowly.
I don't remember agreeing to that.
下面是 Jim's favorite sentence. Jim 老师最喜欢的句子。
Do you remember the first time you spoke English?
你记得你第一次说英语的情况吗? Do you remember the first time you spoke English?English. 疯狂卖弄 real life dialogue.
Do you remember me? We met in Beijing last month.
Oh, sure. You look different. Did you change your hair or lose weight?
Liar. You don't remember me.
Liar. 骗人你不记得我了。这个对话经常发生在我的生活当中。Do you remember me? We met in Beijing last month.
Oh, sure. You look different. Did you change your hair or lose weight?
Maybe I lost some weight.
Did you get a nose job or eyes or something? Yeah, you look different.
Yeah, look different. 你看起来不一样了。You look different!